We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome, everyone, into the Buffs Insider, a weekly podcast here at CUBuffs.com, along with Neil Welk, contributing editor. I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Buffalo's 3-0, coming off the bye week, undefeated, now ready for Pac-12 conference play. Tonight, the UCLA Bruins are in town at Folsom Field, 7:05 with the kickoff. Our coverage on the Colorado Football Network gets underway at 5 o'clock with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show. And, boy, Neil, it feels like a new season here after that bye week and that training camp atmosphere that Mike created last week.
It does, and I think that's exactly what Mike wanted to do. He took them back down the hill. They had 3 days practice down at their lower practice fields, kind of a mini training camp again. Came back up this week, started getting ready for UCLA, and they're excited about starting the Pac-12 season. This is going to be a lot of fun, and I think tonight is going to be the first big test for them.
All right, let me ask you this question. I think the Buffs are about 12, 13, 14 undefeated teams remaining in college football right now. I've been asked this a dozen times. I know you have as well. How good is Colorado?
Boy, that's a great question. Honestly, I don't have the answer. I don't think we're going to know about this team. I think we're going to learn a little bit more every week. Certainly tonight we're going to learn something. UCLA is 0-3, but I tell you what, UCLA has talent on both sides of the ball. They have recruited well over the last few years. Jim Moore is gone. Chip Kelly, first year, he's trying to install his culture, his system, those kind of things. But there's some talent there. We saw it. They scored some points against Oklahoma. They played some good defense at times. So tonight we learn a little bit more. A week from now, Arizona State comes to town. I think we're going to learn a little bit more. But I think this team, we're going to have to wait to see how this season plays out before we know how good they are.
I'm going to go back and touch on this real quick because on Wednesday, I did a shot on SiriusXM of the Pac-12. Show, the morning show they had me on. I've been asked this two or three other times. I know you have as well. Nebraska has not been good. They got throttled by Michigan last week. And so I've been asked a number of times if the Buffs win in Lincoln has been diminished by what we've seen the last couple of weeks. I'm going to let you respond. I think I know what you're going to say, and I'll tell you what I've said in that regard.
You know, I think I probably in the eyes of the nation, no doubt. I mean, they beat a Nebraska team that then lost to Troy and then got throttled by Michigan. I still think that is a good win for Colorado because they went to Nebraska, opening game of the Scott Frost era. That was the best. That was the best Nebraska team you're going to see this year. That was as good as that team is going to play. The adrenaline in that stadium, the energy, all those things. That was as good as you're going to see Nebraska. To go on the road and win in college football anywhere is a good win. And so, maybe diminished in the eyes of the nation, I still think it was a nice win for Colorado. And I still think it was one that gave, when they came home, they had some confidence that they could come back. So that's to me, that's a very valuable win.
I'll tell you this, and Gary Barnett and I were talking last week in the broadcast, the week before, I guess it was, New Hampshire game. Gary said to me, he said, the more I think about that win at Nebraska, what you just talked about, Scott Frost's debut, delayed a week because of their canceled game, Tom Osborne Day at the stadium. Memorial Stadium, just in and of itself, is one of the most intimidating places in college football to go play. All that was stacked up that game, and my joke has been, on a scale of 1 to 10, from an energy standpoint, it was a 15 that day in Lincoln, Nebraska. Gary said, I think that's one of the best wins I've ever seen by Colorado, ever, because of the circumstances surrounding it. And I tend to agree with it. I think you said it very well. That's the best Nebraska will play this season. But just because Nebraska hasn't been good since then, I take nothing away from that win because, listen, we've been doing this a long time, you and I collectively, many decades, and there are atmospheres. There was a former NFL lineman who told me one time, he said, we were in a stadium and it was kind of a big buildup for whatever was going on for the home game, and he said, in the pregame, I looked at my teammates and said, fellas, I do believe we're going to get our tails kicked today because you could feel the energy and momentum against you, and that's real, and that's why I say, don't underestimate. I know that what the results of what Nebraska's done have not made Colorado's win look impressive. Don't take away from the context of what was happening that day, because that was an impressive win.
Exactly, and that's why I say all the stuff that, like you said, that was stacked against them first game, all those things, and then having to come back from behind. Yeah. They fell behind. That stadium was ready to crush Colorado. They were ready to bury the Buffs and be able to come back and get that win under those circumstances. That was a huge confidence boost for this team, and that's not going to go away. Yeah. They came home feeling good about themselves. The next time they're behind, somewhere on the road, at home, somewhere, they're going to be behind in the fourth quarter, and they're going to look back and say, all right, we still got this. We've done this before. That's why that was such a big game.
You know, and I've had people suggest that maybe this bye week came too early because now they've got 9 consecutive weeks where they're going to be playing football. I'll say this. I think it came at the perfect time for this team. This team was a little banged up after the Nebraska game. We didn't see, and it was good against New Hampshire, that most of the ones only had to play roughly a half of that football game. But I think actually the bye came at a perfect time for Colorado.
I agree. I think, number one, they got healthy. Number two, you know, Mike McIntyre came up with this. They're starting a new season, and now they're playing 9 in a row, and now they can you know, get the laser focus, however you want to term it. They're looking ahead at 9 straight weeks of playing Pac-12 football. You know, there was a day when there wasn't a bye week, Mark. I'm not sure if people remember, but they used to play 10, 11, sometimes even 12 games in a season and didn't have a bye week. And so playing 9 in a row was not a baton death march by any stretch of the imagination. So I think it came – I agree with you. I think it came at a great time. They're mentally ready. They had a great week of practice. They're physically healthy, and so I'm excited to see how they play.
You got to remember, though, that's Neil going way – he's so old. They were actually using an actual live pig, and not a pig skin, but a live pig, back when they didn't have those bye weeks. So you got to remember exactly what he's talking about there. No lights in the field, all those sorts of things. Who are the Buffs going to see at quarterback tonight? I mean, you got Wilton Speight, whom they've seen before. Of course, 2 years ago in Michigan when he was playing for the Wolverines, and then Dorian Thompson-Robinson. So they've got that little issue coming in to this play, or playing into this ball game tonight, where they don't know who exactly they're going to face.
You know, I think they've been anticipating they'll see Wilton Speight. Wilton is obviously a far more experienced guy, grad transfer, has a lot of games under his belt. Was playing okay at the, you know, had won the job in fall camp, hurt in the first game, and they've had Dorian Thompson-Robinson, you know, since then. So I think they think that Wilton Speight's going to be healthy for this game. The word is that he's going to play. I think they're expecting to see Wilton Speight. At the same time, I know they've been preparing for Thompson-Robinson as well. That's a kid that can run the ball a little bit better, is a little more shifty. Maybe a little bit more like the Nebraska kid that they saw, that quarterback. And so they've been preparing for a running quarterback a little bit. I don't think it's as big a deal as in some other instances, because Chip Kelly's going to run his offense. And that's what you're going to see is Chip Kelly's offense.
I guess the thing that I wonder about, and I tend to agree with you. I know UCLA is coming in at 0-3. I think that's fool's gold if you're counting on this is going to be a bad football team that the Buffs are going to face here tonight, because they played Oklahoma, which might be as good as anybody in the country. They played a very good Fresno State team. They got beat by Mike Bone's Cincinnati, a ball club, which has turned out to be a pretty good team. They're sitting at 4-0 at this point in time. But the one thing is, I look through the numbers of what UCLA has done, they're not pretty on both sides of the ball. And so that's why I wonder if you might not see a little bit of a flawed UCLA team coming in here.
Yeah, I think I don't think they're by any stretch a Pac-12 contender, but I do think they have athletes on both sides of the ball. And I think with 2 weeks to prepare, I think Chip Kelly's going to throw some wrinkles at them that we're probably not going to that they haven't seen yet. The other thing I think is you don't want to give them any momentum tonight. Yeah. And that's why, you know, if there's a key to this game, it's you're going to have a good crowd. They're going to be fired up, come out, get a quick start, score early, get a defensive turnover. And I think that's a team that might say, looking forward to next week.
You know, you say that. I was just thinking here, we're talking about the atmosphere the Buffs walked into in Nebraska. It's playing in Colorado's favor in a game like tonight. You and I have been around too many of these night games to know on a Friday night what this place turns into. If there are Saturday afternoon games, think New Hampshire here a couple of weeks ago, remember the atmosphere is not overwhelming. It's the contrary of that tonight. Tonight, this thing should be explosive.
It should be, and people get, you know, people get fired up for those Friday night games. The students are going to have all day to get fired up for that Friday night game. And so, yeah, it's a blackout, and I think that it's going to be a great atmosphere, a night game. And that I think, really favors the home team anymore when you get the crowd behind you. And that night game, I think, is a little more intimidating for the visiting team. And, again, get a quick start. Colorado has scored on the first possession all three games this year. They've had a first-half turnover all three games this year. If they can do that, then I like their chances of getting some momentum going.
You know, Neil touches on something there. They've scored in the first half on their first possession every game. Talks about the turnover. They've also opened up every half with a score. Now, one of them was a field goal, but they've scored every time to start a half. That says something from a coaching standpoint to me.
It does. It says that they have a game plan in place. And, Darren Cheverini runs a script to start that game. He has 15 or 20 plays that he's going to run at the beginning of the game just to get a feel how the defense is going to play it. That script, that's all he had to use against CSU because they never really changed their defense, so he just kept running the same plays all night long. Obviously, he had to change in Nebraska because they changed theirs up a little bit. But coming out in that second half, and that's greatly underestimated, especially in college football when emotion and momentum are so important. They've come out and scored.
Lastly here, we're going to hear from Stephen Montez here in just a moment. He and I sat down a couple of days ago, but if he was at all, certainly during this bye week, with the addition to the Blitnikoff watch list, Laviska Shenault is no longer a secret to anybody, is he?
No, Laviska Shenault. And the funny thing is I'm still not sure how people are going to play him, because he can line up at so many different positions. He can do so many things. You can get him the ball in space on a 5-yard catch, and he can take off, or you can throw him a 40-yard deep ball, and he can catch it. And so I think it's going to be fun to watch as the season progresses how teams deal with him. At some point, somebody's going to put a spy on him and just shadow him all over the field.
He is Neil Welk of CUBuffs.com. Always check out Neil's stuff each and every day, including just yesterday, put up his Fast Five ahead of tonight's game. It's always at CUBuffs.com. I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, segueing now. Had a chance to sit down a couple of days ago for the Buffalo Stampede television show with quarterback Stephen Montez, and the first thing I asked him was about the fact that he and Laviska Shenault have connected for a touchdown in each of the first three games of the season. It appears they've got a bit of a connection out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a pretty decent connection, I think, and I think it's only going to get better as the season goes on.
Is there really something to that? You always hear about quarterbacks, I've got a connection with that guy. Is there something real there where you figure, or is it just the fact he's really good and I know I can throw it to him and he's going to catch it?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I think me and Laviska have a good connection because we worked all offseason,
sure,
on, but we so did all the other receivers, and we've been doing that. So I think that's a part of it. And then I think another part of it is just LaVisca being an absolute freak of nature. And he just goes out there and makes spectacular plays. And, I mean, sometimes you throw and you're like, oh, that's going to be a tough one. And then he catches it and you're like, wow, man, this kid is really good. Yeah, just saved me.
But a guy like that can be, I would think, I've heard NFL guys talk about when you got like a, you know, a Randy Moss or a guy at that level.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're almost a security blanket. When in doubt, I'm looking for that cat.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And that's kind of how it is. Whenever we need kind of a big play, unless it's third down, because J-Mac owns third down.
Yes.
But LaVisca, I mean, whenever we need a big play from somebody, I usually look to him, and he usually comes through for us.
Do I have this right off the top of my head? I think 10 different guys have got touchdowns this season, receptions, I think, or thereabouts, and 16 different receivers have caught balls, or some crazy number like that. You've got a buffet out there to throw to.
Yeah, we have a lot of good receivers that can make plays. I mean, even running backs out of the backfield, they're out there catching balls, making plays. Yep. So, I mean, I think we got some explosion on offense, that's for sure.
What's different for you? Your numbers are fantastic, completing about 73% of his passes. Only got two picks, nearly double digits in touchdowns so far. What's different for you in year number two as a starter?
I think it's just maturity. Yeah. I think the biggest thing is just maturity. I think last year I kind of didn't understand the position and understand what that entails, what being starting quarterback entails. And I think I kind of have a better grasp of that. And that's all attributed to Coach Roper. He's kind of helped me just understand what I need to be doing.
See, the older you get, the smarter you get. That's the way it works.
Exactly. That's exactly how it works. Especially when you have guys like Rope passing knowledge down to you.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Friday night, UCLA coming to town. You guys coming off a bye week, nicely placed bye, 3-0, undefeated. Give us a thought about this UCLA team.
I mean, I think we just have to go out there and focus on our game plan and just do what we've been doing. We've been playing pretty well on offense and on defense. So I think if we just continue to work in practice and continue to just study the game plan, study film, I think we'll be just fine.
You know, you guys are 3-0. The Bruins are coming in at 0-3. They played a very challenging schedule. That's not really a true sense of what kind of team you're
going to play. Yeah, no. I feel like that 0-3 is very deceiving for them because they played some very good teams with an undefeated Cincinnati team, an undefeated Oklahoma team. And then Fresno State, I believe, is 2-1. So they played good talent across the board. But the start of Pac-12 play, it's kind of almost like the start of a brand new season.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like game one all over again. So I know they're going to be fired up to come out here and play us. And, I mean, it's good because we're fired up for them to come down here and play as well.
You know, I think the schedule sets up nice. Here you are at 3-0, you get the bye, and then you get your first two cracks in the Pac-12 being at Folsom Field where you love to play.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, nothing better than playing at Folsom. The flatties in the background.
The flatties.
Hopefully the game will be packed. I'm sure it will. Fans always come out and support. So, I mean, it'll be a good environment for us to play in.
Night football or day football?
I'm a big night football guy. Like it kind of takes me back to high school because we played all night games Friday nights. It's Friday night game. I'm pumped for it. I mean, I think a lot of the guys are going to be excited for it. And hopefully we just go out there and do what we do.
Stephen Montez and the Colorado Buffaloes open up Pac-12 conference play tonight, hosting UCLA at Folsom Field. Our coverage on the Colorado Football Network gets underway at 5 o'clock with the Buffalo Stampede. Coach Gary Barnett, Andy Lindahl on the sidelines, and yours truly, the kickoff between the Buffs and the Bruins at 7:05 tonight. Don't forget to wear black to the ball game and cheer on the Colorado Buffaloes as we put a wrap this week on the Buffs Insider.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.